When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here. Welcome to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Head over to our website, marketadventures.co. On there, you'll find a link to the free Discord, where I call out plays real time. Also on there is an educational blog to help guide the new investor and many other resources. marketadventures.co. In this episode, we're going to talk about what the Chinese government did to their stock market last month, as well as the big opportunities that it has presented everyday investors. Stay tuned. So July was filled with a lot of escalating government regulation in China, many of some of its largest companies. Basically, some of the biggest companies over there were pissing off the government. They were doing things that were monopolistic, if that's a word. And they were doing things essentially that was taken away from the experience of the consumer. And China wants to increase, just like America, the experience of the consumer to drive more consumer demand, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, many of you may know Alibaba, which if you have done e-commerce in the past, or you've done a drop shipping or anything that has to do with maybe buying things in bulk, you'll know Alibaba is the Amazon of China. They're responsible for a lot more than that. But if you do e-commerce, you know Alibaba very, very well. If you also know Tencent. Tencent does a lot of the online gaming. League of Legends is one of their biggest games, but they own a share in Riot Games. They own shares of Epic. Epic made the Fortnite game one of the popular games last two years. So you definitely know these companies, maybe not in the way I've described them, but you've definitely interacted with them in the past. Now, these two are some of the biggest companies in China. The last two crackdowns were not against those two companies specifically, but on Didi, which is a Chinese Uber. And as you can imagine, Uber knows a lot of information about us. Didi knows a lot of information about the Chinese people. So the government told Didi not to go public until they figured out how to essentially protect the data of the users. Didi did it anyway, and the Chinese government went after them. And another company, or not company, but companies within the industry, the education industry in China, the government basically said they might make all the education industries go non-profit. So even though they are listed on the government, on the stock exchange, and they are interacting with the global markets, the Chinese government might make it so that they cannot profit in any way from their business, which essentially would make them less appealing to investors. So those stock prices got killed as well. So China is meddling a little bit more into business affairs than they have in the past. I mean, they didn't become the second largest economy in the world by doing self-destructive stuff like this often. This is something that they felt they needed to do to protect their people in whatever way they felt they needed to, but also to reestablish to the businesses there that although they are big and they're getting bigger, that the government is still in control, right? They had to also let them know that in addition to doing some things to protect the consumer. Now, popular money managers around the world, particularly here in the U.S., made it very clear that they were selling. Kathy Woods, one of the most popular money managers here in America, announced that she sold much of her stock holdings in Chinese companies. And if you look at the chart, she's definitely not the only one. I'm sure a few investors and funds decided to reduce their positions in Chinese companies as well, which resulted in the prices dropping at a very rapid rate. Now, what does that mean for investors? Well, let's consider three things. The first thing is the risk, right? China is a risky investment because the government clearly can act with impunity, and they will prioritize, in some instances, control over economic interests. Now, buying Chinese companies is not smart, right? And this is going from the risk point of view. It's not smart because you could lose a lot of money. And if the government decides to act and discipline a company that you're invested in, you could lose all of your money. Again, very risky. Now, let's look at the reality, right? The Chinese government has always been this kind of authoritarian, very controlling entity. And even still, their economy has blossomed, it's bloomed, it's grown at an unprecedented rate. It makes it the second biggest economy in the world next to the U.S. Now, with that, many investors who've invested in China have made fortunes, regardless of the potential or actual government actions. Moreover, China's economy is so intertwined with the global economy that there's virtually no way that they could completely remove themselves from foreign investment. Now, they cannot cut off foreign capital. And if they can't cut off foreign capital, that means there will always be a way for you to invest into the Chinese economy if you're looking for a higher return. Even though it is more risky, you get a higher potential return by investing in their economy. Now, this is the opportunist looking at this moment. There's been so much bad news already. I mean, could it get worse? Definitely. But if you're looking from the outside in, the floor is much closer than the ceiling for these stocks. And that just means the bad news has been so much that there's very little room for more bad news, but a whole lot of room for good news at the top, right? So these publicly listed Chinese stocks as a group, if you're looking at the chart, are much cheaper relative to their counterparts around the world. And when you find quality companies at a deep discount, you buy, right? That's the opportunist talking. You look at a company like Alibaba. Alibaba is a phenomenal company. They're not going anywhere, and China is not going to sabotage the biggest company that they have. It's just not happening. Same thing with Tencent, another huge company, a global impact all over the world. They're not going to sabotage that company. Yeah, they might fine them. They may tell them they have to do this or that. But for you to lose your money in an investment like that, if you get it at a good price, is rather unlikely. Again, anything is possible. But again, if they're talking about unlikely, this is the most unlikeliest of situations. So yes, for new investors, it's the U.S. stock market, U.S. stocks, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, they may look much more appealing, right? Higher prices, widespread optimism about the future, that lures the masses in. It lures retail investors, institutional investors, even people who don't invest but just want to talk about stocks. They feel safe amongst the crowd, amongst other people talking handsomely about these companies. But the rich people in the world are the ones who get to the opportunity first. They're the ones who see a hotel out of a pound of rubble. They're the ones who see a resort over a wasteland of trees and desert, right? So make no mistake, if this is the end of the bad news for the China stocks and the stock market in China regarding government interference in business, then there will be a lot of money to be made when these quality Chinese stocks like Alibaba and Tencent make their way back up to true value. The opportunity is there, but only for those who are willing to take advantage of it. Make sure on your way out to visit the marketadventures.co website. Again, there you'll find the educational blog, the Discord where I call out plays real time, like when I bought Ethereum at the end of last week before the pop. I did put it on there before I even put it out on my Twitter. So there are other resources there as well to help you become a better investor, and it's all for free. So enjoy the rest of your day. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well, and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.